Sure. So one of the challenging initiatives when I was working at McKesson, I implemented HL7 based data standards between the in behavior health and as well as primary care system. So our goal was to ensure that the day both sets of provider have real time secure access to the shared patient records. But the two systems were completely different in how they were structured and also the transmitted data. So the challenge started with data mismatches. So for example, a patient's ID or medication list might appear different in the each system. So it can lead to errors or incomplete records. So for an compliance standpoint, so it was critical that that to access controls met with the HIPAA requirements. So to address this, I led a cross-functional effort that involved IT developers, data engineers, as well as the behavior health specialists, and also the legal stakeholders. So I conducted a detailed gap analysis to map out the data points, formats, and also access flows across both the systems. I worked with the developers to refine a standard HL7 message structure, and I helped a draft a data mapping document that aligned with both the systems. So mid through, I was there was a conflict between the legal team as well as the healthcare providers. The legal want a stricter access control that could have made it harder for the providers to do their job. I facilitate a working session between both the groups to define a role-based access model. So after multiple iterations and UAT testing, we rolled out the integration successfully. So the outcome was the real-time data exchange, better visibility for both the sides, and also a measurable 20% improvement in the care coordination. Yeah, that was a thing we have used.